This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson doing... Now, wait a minute. Derek doing the producing. Again, I don't know all the traditions, and if you're new to the program, Derek, our producer with us, almost the one-year anniversary. Almost. An anniversary...
It's getting there.
You know, it's going to be kind of
still on probation, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's still on probation, but his show anniversary and his real anniversary are going to be close to each other because marriage is coming up.
It is. It's right
just
around the corner.
Just a couple of weeks. Now, we're calling you, Derek Stenson. Now, you grew up in Germany for 18 years. There's no weird German tradition. I mean, she's taking your name, right?
Yes.
We're not changing your last name.
No.
And
no.
Is she hyphenating?
No.
So she is taking your name with no hyphen?
Yes, as far as I know. I mean.
And there's no prenup because there's no reason.
Hey, you don't know how much street cred she gets when she takes my name, man. Tell you what.
She gets a key to the city of Walmack.
Oh.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Our preview of Big 12 football continues as we get ready for Big 12 Media Days. Doug and Daddy live in Kansas City next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Gang, from the last few years that we've been there, you know we have the big names. You know we talk to the great people that are all down there. Anywhere from the world of media to the coaches, Bob Stoops, Mark Mangino, Gary Pinkel,
Bob Davies, Craig Sager, the list goes on.
The players that will all be on hand, we'll have a majority of them on. Some players that have went in the draft, Aqib Talib, one of our favorite interviews from last year, joined us for a one-on-one. You will enjoy it. It will be two-hour programs, extended programs from 11 to 1 next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Live here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Today, we talk about the team that everyone, and I mean everyone, we have not had a person on the program yet not pick Oklahoma to win the Big 12. And Oklahoma is who we are going to preview today. We will be joined from Norman by John Shin, the Norman transcript. He will join us, and we've been talking so much college football. We wanted to check in with our buddy Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. He'll come up in the next segment to talk a little high school football, plus a lot of odds out. College football, first week, Nebraska, who's favored by what? Over under, how many wins you're going to get. We're going to talk a little bit about that over the next couple of days. I don't know how much of that we're actually going to jam into today's show, but we will play it by ear. Also, coming up on the show today, a little look at the British Open. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Brett Favre, and the Home Run Derby. Let's start with the Home Run Derby because I think that will then filter. We've got a lot of football here on the schedule for today, so let's not hop around too much. Let's start with Brett Favre. I watched a little bit of Brett Favre's interview last night in between the Home Run Derby breaks. A, what in the hell are you talking to Greta Van Susteren for? Has no connection to the sports world at all. I don't care if Fox gave you a paycheck. If you're going to talk to Fox Sports. Talk to Joe Buck. Talk to, Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw. Talk to somebody. I mean, what are you burying? What are you scared of? Why are you on Fox News at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, and then they showed what? It couldn't have been 10 minutes. There's no way it was 10 minutes. So that it was so long they had to split it up, and they're going to have more of the interview tonight because the program is evidently so lame that they have to go to a retired sports figure to carry the program. So I'm upset about where Brett Favre is airing his laundry. And also, he blabbered. It was all blabber. What content he spoke last night, he could have said in 60 seconds. I want to come back. I decided to retire too early. I felt I was forced to make a decision by the Green Bay Packers. So at the moment I said, you know what? I'll retire. There's 10 seconds. I want to come back. I have contacted the Packers. I feel that they are not willing to have me back in the same capacity they had me last year and the previous years, and that's as a starter. I don't feel welcome. So, Since I don't feel welcome and I don't want to be a backup at Green Bay, if I come back, I am asking for my release so I can go find a team where maybe I can be a starting quarterback. Did he say anything else besides that? And that wasn't even 60 seconds. And that was the interview.
That was the interview. The only thing in Brett Favre's corner is for the Packers to come out and say that about they're protecting his legacy. Well, to have him as a backup quarterback, I don't think, and I don't think anybody out there feels that's protecting anything. The Packers right now are protecting the Green Bay Packers. Because if he would go to a Minnesota in that same division, and say what you want, Packer fans, about Tavarius Jackson, he sucks. He's not an NFL quarterback. He's long down the list of NFL quarterbacks. Brett Favre, with the defense that they have, with the running game of Adrian Peterson, immediately that rivals the Dallas Cowboys to take over the favorite to win the National Football, the NFL, or the NFC conference. They rival the Dallas Cowboys if they get Brett Favre. With Tavarius Jackson, they're 5 or 6th pick overall in that conference. With Brett Favre, they're tied for 1 with the Dallas Cowboys to win the NFC. Period.
What if he doesn't go to Minnesota?
Well, I think that's the most logical place. You say what you want about Tampa Bay, but the Packers don't want to release him. Now, he probably was forced to make a little bit of a decision. The Packers had to know which way the organization was going, so they said, Brett, we need a decision. I'm not into it right now. I need to move on. I'm going to retire. Okay, fine. But then these feelings start coming back.
Uh-oh.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, I totally agree with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Your assessment of the Minnesota Vikings is accurate.
Woo-hoo!
I do not think the Minnesota Vikings can contend in their division this year. And that is a projection right now. When we get to NFL, you will not be seeing me unless there's something weird, that this kind of a change. I will not be picking Minnesota to win the division. I will probably not be. I'm pretty sure I won't be picking Minnesota to make the playoff for a couple of reasons. As you said, no quarterback, sophomore jinx with Adrian Peterson. Still a few question marks, even if you did have a quarterback and the wide receiver. The defense, yes, very, very good, but they play in the same division with a better defense, the Chicago Bears. If Brett Favre comes in as a leader, I think all of that would change. I totally agree. They would immediately become the favorite. A lot of people think they are the favorite. I'm not one of them. But I agree with you on that point.
Whose court is the ball in right now? The Green Bay Packers or Brett Favre's?
Again, it reminds me of My Cousin Vinny, which was on a lot here lately, when the judge says, that was a lucid, intelligent point. It was a lucid, intelligent point that you just made. Whose ball? I'll tell you what. The only reason that the ball is not with the Packers is because the fans want Brett Favre.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I ask you this, Green Bay Packer fan. Brett Favre's on the cover of Madden. Don't forget this. He's 38. I think if he comes back, he's not lasting the season anyway. Do you sell the farm on the hopes of being competitive this year, or do you try to be good for a decade? Packer fan, react. This is almost the same argument we had last year with the USC-Nebraska game. Would you rather beat the number one team in the country, USC, and not win the Big 12, or would you rather lose to USC, go 10-2 or whatever, win the Big 12 and go to a BCS game? And it shocked me how many people would have rather beat USC. It just amazed me. And that is what I am seeing with Green Bay Packer fan. They would rather roll the dice. And let's face it, even with Brett Favre, the Packers would not be the favorites in the NFC. They probably wouldn't be in the top 3. They might be third. But they're definitely behind Dallas. You got to throw the Giants in. There's a couple other teams that are in the mix. Some people really like Minnesota. Some people like the teams down in the South Division. You know, even with Brett Favre, Green Bay is assured nothing. Nothing. I cannot believe a Packer fan. And how long is he going to play? If he was coming back for 3 years as a quality or at least a top 15 quarterback in the NFL, that's one thing. He's not.
Go back to the last pass Brett Favre threw. Nobody on that day said Brett Favre would retire under that circumstance. Nobody in their right mind believed that Brett Favre would throw an interception, which was led to the game win for the New York Giants, and they would go on to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl title because of an absolute brain-dead mistake. Say what you want about the gunslinger atmosphere or gunslinger of a player that Brett Favre is. Nobody thought the guy would retire. Everybody was shocked and astounded when he did retire.
What the Packers probably, in hindsight, if you were having a beverage with them in a meeting room on a golf course, just kicking it with the GM and the guys in charge, they would be thinking, you know what, we should have traded Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago. Found a suitable backup, got a good piece of our puzzle for a good quarterback, and then, you know, pick somebody new and done that. And it's coming back to bite him. So all I'm saying is get this over with. I don't need to hear about this for another month. Again, there's a lack of things going on in sports because it's All-Star break. Nothing's going on outside of the All-Star game, which, you know, isn't as big a deal as it used to be. And so you have to find something to talk about. And right now, nothing's going on in the news world. All you got to do is watch what's on TV. Nothing's going on in the sports world. I mean,
well, except here on the Doug and Daddy show, obviously.
Well, on a national scene, the insanity that was on Friday, special five-hour edition of SportsCenter to talk about Brett Favre when they didn't know anything about it. Nothing more than when he retired. It was sick. It was just sick. And it's only because there was nothing else to talk about. They had something to talk about. They talked about Brett Favre.
You've got to wonder if the three interview options available to Brett Favre were Ricky Lake, The View, or Greta Van Susteren. And he picked the best choice out of those three. It's bizarre, the choice that he made in that respect.
Well, if you want to watch more of it, it's on Fox tonight at 9 o'clock. Also, Daddy, the Home Run Derby. Outstanding. Weren't we going to start with the Home Run Derby and we ended up with Brett Favre? How'd that happen?
Well, for people yesterday, we said we really weren't interested in the Home Run Derby. Well, in that first round when Josh Hamilton hit 18, then
Josh
he hit
Hamilton
20.
Saved the Home Run Derby. But again, it's a joke. Josh Hamilton won the Home Run Derby. Everybody knows he won the Home Run Derby. They changed the format this year, so at least he didn't have to take all the hacks he wanted in the second round because they combined the first two. Then they bring it back. The problem is, if they didn't structure it the way it was after Hamilton was done in the first round, the Derby was over because nobody was in double digits. Nobody was going to catch him. The finals would have been moot, and that's the way it would have been. But Josh Hamilton, and the way he did it, he's just dropping the barrel of the bat. I mean, he's not Albert Pujols. He's not Barry Bonds swinging from the heels. He's just dropping the barrel of the bat on it, and it is sailing. And they commented about that last night. You know, they hadn't heard shots like that since Bo Jackson.
That's a different sound of the bat, different animal, which you're dealing with. The 502 and 504 shots, like, what, fourth and sixth longest in the All-Star game history? That was so. How about being the 71-year-old guy that he gets to pitch to? The 71-year-old guy, this council guy, that he gets to pitch in the All-Star game in front of 50,000 people.
Probably icing his arm today.
How popular is he right now?
I bet he's hungover. Now, that's good stuff in New York. That's good stuff. Good story. But it was worth watching. I did watch it last night. I did watch Josh Hamilton, and it got real, real exciting. I mean, that's a performance. That is unbelievable. 28. Unbelievable what he did.
Yeah, obviously, a world-class athlete. Josh Hamilton's one of those guys in shape, in very, very good shape. There's people in the past. John Crook probably wasn't in all that great a shape. But he's sore today.
He's sore. And I'm thinking, Daddy, you know, it got exciting with Sosa, McGuire. You had some of, you know, Griffey was in it for a while. Wasn't McGuire's biggest total ever like 14? I mean, if you could get 13, 14, somebody got 15 once, that was about as good as you did. Then all of a sudden, Abreu went psycho here a couple of years ago and popped out 24 and had a 41, I think it was, total. And then Hamilton goes on to break that. Just amazing, amazing stuff. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, John Shin, Norman Transcript to talk Oklahoma football. It's all coming up after this.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Golf can be really frustrating, but man, when you hit the perfect tee shot, watch it go down the fairway, land on the green, that's what keeps me coming back. Tell you what, I ran into Kevin Cameron. He's the pro instructor at Kearney Golf Center. He worked with me on the range, helped me find my swing, and now the thrill of hitting that great shot comes more and more.
Golf, like lots of stuff, is more fun when you're better at it. See Kearney Golf Center for lessons. Better game, more fun. Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK at 1800 West 24th.
Double the fun at half the price. Centura Hills Golf Club in Caro is now 18 holes, and the membership price just fell to half. The newly expanded 18 holes at Centura Hills has been a great success, and now you can join for half the price. There's even more going on with the Budweiser two-couple tournament Sunday, July 20th. To find out more, call the clubhouse at 308-485-4650. That's 308-485-4650. Double the fun at Centura Hills Golf. Now more than ever, it's worth the drive.
Have the recent storms left your vehicle hail damaged? If so, the Dent Popper can help. Using the latest techniques and paintless dent removal, the Dent Popper will make your hail damaged vehicle look like new again. With most repairs completed in only one day, what are you waiting for? We are insurance approved and guarantee your satisfaction with every repair. We've been serving the Kearney area for over 17 years, so you know we will still be here when you need us. Give us a call or stop over for a free estimate. One block north of Railroad on First Avenue, downtown Kearney, the Bricks. Or 308-236-7328.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lips, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lips. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service, Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program along with us today. Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up in the next half hour. A chance for you to win a gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Also, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep is going to join us. And we've got a lot of college football to talk about. The spreads are out for opening week. The over-unders for totals. What Vegas thinks, how many will the Huskers win? Daddy, let's go with it right now. 7. That's the number. 7 is the number. Not 6.5, not 7.5. And that is... I mean, if we would have, I guess, thought to talk about that and predicted early, I think we would have said 7. You couldn't have said 8 because not a lot of people are picking over 8. A lot of people are picking 6, 7, or 8 wins, and so the Huskers are right at 7. For Oklahoma, they're a little bit higher. A little bit higher, though. What do you think? If you were, and I was listening to some other people in the state yesterday, you would take overs on Nebraska win.
I would take overs on Nebraska win, just because of the home schedule. just because of the home schedule. It's one of those situations where I just think that it's really in Nebraska's favor if they win more than 7 ball games this year.
Well, coincidentally, this story just coming out here as the show unfolded, and it's been national talk, but the publisher of Oklahoma's largest newspaper and one of its sports writers have sued the Nebraska Fan over the fake news article about two Oklahoma players. Oklahoma Publishing Company filed a civil lawsuit yesterday against James Conrad, the Nebraska Football Fan who works as a service manager for the University of Texas Information Technology Department. The 10 counts civil lawsuit accused Conrad of libel, copyright violations, and trademark infringement. It seeks unspecified financial damages. Conrad's used a template from the newspaper's website to publish a fake article on the internet July 9th. The bogus article said two Oklahoma quarterbacks had been arrested on cocaine charges. The fake article appeared on Conrad's fan site and later on an online message board.
Bad news. Bad news. We're going to find out if that, in fact, is that big of a deal in Oklahoma and Texas just shortly.
12 days. 12 schools. One title. And two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And today we preview the Oklahoma Sooners, who just about everybody, and I mean everybody we've had on the show with our Big 12 previews through these first 10 days, are picking Oklahoma. And from the Norman Transcript, we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Danny Show this morning, John Shin. John, good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Lots of things going on, but I guess instead of talking about what we might see on the field, all of a sudden maybe a Nebraska-Oklahoma feud is riled up again by this idiot James Conrad down in Texas. How big a deal is this in the state of Oklahoma with the fake article on the two quarterbacks at OU?
I think it's a lot bigger deal to the people at the Oklahoma than to the people at OU. Once everybody figured out that Sam Bradford and Landry Jones hadn't been arrested for cocaine possession, they pretty much moved on from there.
John, I think Sam Bradford's obviously the big name that stands out, a sensational freshman season. A lot of people in Oklahoma, all the talk seems to revolve around this kid. Is the sky the limit?
He's a good quarterback, but honestly, after covering Jason White for 2 years, I kind of reserve judgment until he doesn't have a ton of NFL players around him. That's kind of how I rate college quarterbacks. And right for last year and this year, he will. Next year will be the year when he kind of, you know, he has to run that thing. If he doesn't play great, OU won't play great.
Hey, I'm smiling inside and actually on the outside, John. Thank God you're just not riding the bandwagon, because some people just think everybody is, whoever's there is the greatest thing that's ever laced them up. And Oklahoma, I can't see being the Sam Bradford show. I like the defense for OU. Is the defense what's going to lead this football team to a South title?
It's where the only question marks are at. You're breaking in two new linebackers and three new defensive backs. The defensive line will be as good as any Oklahoma's ever had, but the back end is where all the question marks are as. You're going to have as many as 5 new starters back there.
What about these new guys, John? I mean, when you've got a factory like Oklahoma, and back in the day, and we hope to be there again at Nebraska, sometimes you just weren't dropping off with the next guy. You were just waiting your turn. Do you think that's the case at OU?
They looked real good in the spring, and one thing that they will have going for it, particularly defensive back-wise, is they have a really good front four that, I mean, at times under Stoops, they've had great tackles, maybe so-so ends, and maybe great ends and so-so tackles. They've kind of all converged now. So, I mean, you're looking at a situation where they can play a lot of coverage. They, you know, they won't be in a lot of tight spots. They shouldn't have any problem getting pressure on quarterbacks. So if you're going to break in new guys, this is the kind of the way you'd like to do it.
John Shin from the Norman Transcript joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, when you look offensively, a couple players that have been lost. Obviously, the receiver, Malcolm Kelly, going to be going to NFL, we think, a stardom, just a big physical receiver. He is gone, along with Alan Patrick, who basically, a lot of people think, bridged the gap to now DeMarco Murray, the talented sophomore from Las Vegas. Very heralded recruit, came into that program. He's one of those players, he gets in the open field, nobody's going to be able to catch this kid.
Right. He is He's not like Adrian Peterson, who was, you know, a 225-pound freak. They can't get him the ball 35 times a game, but clearly they need to get him the ball more than they did last year. I would have to think they would want to try to get him the ball around 20 times a game, which they didn't come close to in any game last year, but he is definitely going to be their feature back. But the other deal with him is you can throw it to him, which you couldn't do with Adrian Peterson.
Talking with John Shin of the Norman Transcript, previewing Oklahoma football in our Big 12 preview, getting ready for Big 12 Media Days next week. It seems like it's not going to be that difficult for Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray with that offensive line that they've got stacked out in front of them, though. I mean, I'm seeing some places where almost it'll be interesting to see when the preseason polls come out next week how many OU linemen are all preseason Big 12.
Well, from looking at a lot of preview magazines, it's the consensus. It's the best line in college football. Now, you know, they kind of went in with being touted that well last year and, quite frankly, didn't have that kind of season. But you're dealing with that a lot of – I think they're 3 4-year starters and 2 more 3-year starters and guys that have been starting since they were freshmen. So, I mean, this group has been together for 3 years pretty much. And at times they've been dominant, and then in other games, I'm really thinking about that Fiesta Bowl last year, they haven't played well at all. So it kind of all depends on what, you know, the talent is there. It's just whether or not they can do it for 14 games.
John, I think the schedule maker, maybe in the past, Oklahoma maybe has, you know, they played North Texas, they played UAB, some teams like that always to get started. But they've started adding the marquee opponents that go to Washington, and they get Cincinnati and TCU, both pretty good ball teams in Norman.
Yeah. It's odd. They try to have one big road game a year, and you sit there and look at it, and the two teams coming into Norman, TCU and Cincinnati, look like a lot better games. It'll take a while to convince OU fans to just they'll remember how TCU beat them the last time they came to Norman, but Cincinnati is a team that's getting used to winning 8, 9, 10 games a year. That is a very big game.
Josh,
Washington seems to be struggling pretty bad, and
yeah, it's kind of weird how they've switched. That was the marquee game that they were going to go on the road. Now all of a sudden, well, maybe not.
Well, when you have to schedule these things 5 years in advance, you never know what you're going to get.
John Shin joining us from the Norman Transcript to talk Oklahoma football. John, a lot of the schedules is when we've been talking to the newspaper writers and radio guys here the last couple of weeks. We have to look at where their Big 12 schedule sets up. I don't think that matters to Oklahoma. When you're picked to win the conference, you're expected to win every single football game. And with Texas supposedly down a little bit this year, I know that's a rivalry game, but Kansas at home, start with Baylor. Then Kansas State and Nebraska, which everybody's going to expect you to win. When will this team be tested in conference, do you feel?
You talk about the schedule. I think Oklahoma got another huge break having Texas Tech in Norman, not in Lubbock. That is a kind of a snake bite for everybody. My guess would be they got second and third week in October, you have Texas and Kansas. And Texas is a huge rivalry game, no matter what, and if something happens there and then you have Kansas coming in next week, you know, there is a chance to either springboard to convince yourself you're a national championship caliber team or go 0-2 in a hurry.
John, I think a lot of people fail to realize on the special team side of things, Garrett Hartley, the kicker, also gone. He was a good one. Who steps in and replaces him?
Looks like Jimmy Stevens, who is a freshman last year. He was the guy they recruited to replace him all along. But from watching him in the spring, it is definitely going to be a downgrade from Garrett Hartley, just in terms of leg and accuracy. Hartley was a pretty good college kicker, and that looks like one area that they may struggle in this year.
John Shin of the Norman Transcript with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking Oklahoma football. John, you take a look at the postseason and the bowl games. That has been, I guess, the Achilles heel. Oklahoma's had somebody snap up during the regular season and catch them to keep them out of national championship games the last few years, but they have not fared well under Bob Stoops here lately in bowl games, and they've been in the top 10. In fact, the only time that they weren't rated in that Holiday Bowl, then they went and beat Oregon. What's it going to take? Is there any talk about, you know, what they have to do to finish the deal in January?
Well, when we were talking about with coaches and players last January, coaches were floating the idea that maybe they had too many guys with eyes on the NFL at that time. I don't know. Maybe they put too much value on just winning Big 12 titles and not finishing the deal. All that kind of, one thing I've noticed in a lot of these bowl games is maybe the first 5 years under Bob Stoops, when they would get to bowl games, they would be very creative offensively and defensively. The last couple of years, they haven't looked that way at all. They've shown up in a bowl game just kind of being what they were in a regular season. And if you give good coaches 6 weeks to get ready for you, they will be ready for that. And that's one thing I've kind of noticed. Whether or not that changes, I have no idea. But they haven't figured out new ways to get the ball to the best players in these bowl games.
John, any newcomers come to mind for you as stepping on the field and really surprising, opening some eyes for outsiders?
Jeremy Calhoun, he'll be a freshman running back, and he is a lot more of a power back, something OU's missed last year without Peterson, and mainly in those times where Adrian Peterson was hurt. They really liked a guy that you feel like could just dip his shoulder and pick up 3 or 4 yards. They expect to have that with Calhoun, so they'll add a different aspect to the running game.
John Shin joining us from the Norman Transcript. All right, everybody's picking Oklahoma. Should you be any different?
Nah, I'll still pick them, but I don't think it's the cakewalk everybody believes it will be. I mean, OU's got some landmines. The one I'm really thinking about is Oklahoma State that last weekend of the regular season. That can be one that doesn't turn out their way. Those games have been very close in Stillwater, and it seems like the last couple of years, that last weekend of the regular season, whoever should win doesn't.
Last question I have for you, John. Bo Pelini was there. Now he's at Nebraska. Any thoughts on him coming in to be the new coach of the Huskers and maybe anything that you can take from when he was there?
Well, I mean, Pelini's a good coach. He gets guys to play. And the thing that will change in Nebraska is you won't see that attitude of let's just go out and score 55 points and see if we can win by 10, which kind of see what was happened last year. They will figure out ways to stop people. I'm not sure if the personnel's there to, you know, kind of compete for a title, but he can figure out ways to stop people.
John, before we let you go, who's your preseason quarterback of the year?
I'll go with Chase Daniel, because I think if Missouri loses him, they turn into a 7-win team in a hurry, whereas I think if Oklahoma loses Bradford, there's still 2 or 3 more wins in there.
See, nobody's brought up the if something happens to Chase scenario. That's an interesting point, and we look forward to seeing you in Kansas City, John. We sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this year covering the Sooners.
All right, see you guys next week.
Take care. From the Norman Transcript, John Shin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, that would make it interesting. I don't want to see it because I think Chase Daniels is a great quarterback, great kid, on his bandwagon when he was a sophomore when people were going, Missouri's going to finish 5th in the conference. And I'm going, what? Well, who are you watching here? But that would really open things up. That might be what gets Kansas up towards the top. That could change the wins and losses a lot.
I think that's a great point John made. I think another thing John looked at was that last game with Oklahoma State. You go back to the last two times in Stillwater in 06. At Oklahoma State, 27-21, a victory. You go back to 04, at Oklahoma State, 38-35. So those have always been great games there, and look for this year to be no different.
Outstanding stuff. We appreciate John for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're going to get a chance. Unfortunately, Bob Jensen has got a hold of us, and he is tied up today with an appointment that took a little longer than he expected. So we're going to reschedule Bob for later in the week. But we do have some college football, other things to talk about, British Open odds, the All-Star game tonight. And I know Daddy's excited about some headlines out this morning about an event coming to Omaha, plus Troutman's Trivia. It's all coming up. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop it.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Colin Cowherd here, host of The Herd. You've heard me talk about Stamps.com in the past, a way to pay less for U.S. postage. Stamps.com gives you postage discounts you can't even get at the post office. Yep, first time ever, you don't have to pay full price for U.S. postage. With Stamps.com, you can print postage using your own computer and your own printer. It's like having a post office right at your desk. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer just for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. $45? That's more free postage. But you got to use my name, Colin. Don't wait. Stamps.com today. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in my name, C-O-L-I-M. That is stamps.com, and be sure to enter Colin. You've heard me talk about it before, and I'm talking about it today. Stamps.com.
Nuclear Courtyard, now open for summer. Catch beer and brats, beer and burgers, or any of our grilled specialties Friday and Saturday evening. Cool off with any of our famous margaritas, frozen or on the rocks. Open 7 days a week. Cunningham's Journal with the Courtyard is your destination away from home this summer. Get to a one-of-a-kind beer garden or head up to the loft for late-night drink special. All this right in downtown Kearney on the Breaks.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lips, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lips. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service, Kearney.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game, packed the bags, we're gonna make it a weekend.
Oh no, what about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for youth going out of town for the day or for the week. With daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with a chance of a few showers or storms early, and then again late today with highs around 94. South winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a slight chance of storms tonight with lows of 69 degrees up to 94 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can always catch us 24-7 on the podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And of course, the Courtyard as well. It's that time of the year where you love to be outside. Don't forget as well, if you missed any of our interview yesterday, Jason Peter was with us for the entire first half of the show. Great interview with Jason Peter. If you missed any of that or any of the Big 12 schools that we've talked to so far, we've talked to nine of them. All we've got left is Baylor, Missouri, and then Nebraska. And we're going to do Nebraska on Friday. Then we go down to the Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City. So if you wanted to hear about any of those, they're all there for you on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Talk about the British Open in just a moment, but just a little headline. Defending champ Padraig Harrington has an ailing right wrist.
You know, I know somebody else is sore and tired, but they're still doing the job for you.
Josh Hamilton?
No, him too, but I'm talking Matt and the gang at Curbit. They're bringing life to landscapes. They want you to know there's several benefits of landscape curbing, including reduces edging and trimming time by 75%. Professional appearance adds value to your property. Existing landscaping is not disturbed. Talk to Matt and the gang at Curbit today. Residential or commercial, doesn't matter. Call them for a free estimate, 308-237-4805. They're bringing life to landscapes. Curbit, Inc., or check them out on the net at curbit.net.
It's not too late, folks. It's not too late to make everything look great. Maybe you're just getting it cleaned up from the storms. Now's the time to get after it. Get a hold of Curbit. Well, Daddy, the British Open does start very early our time Thursday morning. And without Tiger in the field, who do you believe is the favorite? According to Vegas, who is the favorite?
Well,
not in the field. Who's the favorite?
You'd have to think Phil or Adam Scott. I wouldn't say.
No. Phil Mickelson, 10-1, according to VegasInsider.com. Adam Scott, among those at 20-1. There are 5 people ahead of the group of 5 that are at 20-1.
Interesting. Boy.
Boy, maybe that should have been Troutman's trivia. Sorry. It's not.
I'm at a loss right now. I don't know. VJ or Ernie?
Ernie Els, 8-1. Ernie Els, 8-1. Phil Mickelson, 10-1. Sergio, 12-1. Justin Rose, this is where he finished fourth as an amateur, chipping in on 18. Finished fourth. A lot of people like Justin Rose. That should probably be a reason you throw him out. 15-1. Defending champion Padraig Harrington is among those at 20-1, along with Lee Westwood, Jim Furyk, Adam Scott, Retief Goosen, and VJ are all at 20-1.
That's a real shock, I think.
For the first time, I can't remember the last time the field is the favorite. There's about 25 names here, and of course the British Open wide open. You're going to see some guys on the leaderboard Thursday that you have never, ever, ever heard of. Even if you watch the Golf Channel and the European Tour, there's going to be guys on there you've never heard of that are going to be in contention in day one. The field sets at 6-5. So, interesting. I don't know. I read a little bit about this morning from some of ESPN's bloggers and writers, and, you know, I don't see anything too interesting on there. They like Westwood. They like Els. They like Furyk. The thing about it is you got to look out for Robert Carlson. He's the only guy that finished in the top 10 of both the first two majors, or he did finish in the top 10 of both the first two majors, I should say. He's in there listed at 30-1, so you might take a look at somebody like that. You know, it's tough to repeat. Phil has never really dominated, but I think, again, he may be over there over-preparing. If he's healthy, I like Phil. If he's going to win, this is a chance. Now, maybe this course doesn't set up to his liking, but usually it's a guy you just don't expect to win wins it unless they're dominant like Tiger.
You know, Furyk's saying the worst thing about going over to play in the British Open is renting a car. He says they tell you it's 200 to 300 pounds, but then it ends up being like half your mortgage. He said. And then in about 6 months, they call and tell you you owe more. He says, you don't know how to figure it out. He says that's what he does at all costs. He avoids renting a car.
Well, it'll be interesting. What do you think? Who are you taking?
You know what? I'm going to take the field. Ernie Els to be the favorite in this. You know, well, he's seen better days. You know, his game's not fully come around to shape.
I believe the stat is 8 top fives at the British Open. 8 top fives at the British Open. It's a mental game over there, and usually the Englishmen or the non-Americans, I should say, that have a good mental game do well. And one of the reasons they think that there could be an American that could do some work over there. Come on, Doug. Losing his name. Justin Leonard could do well because it doesn't require, you know, driving the ball on the green on some of these. And if it's windy, maybe he's in contention.
I did not realize the British Open, the Open Championship is what it's called, the winner gets just shy of $1.5 million. Most of the other majors, aren't they about 1.1, 1.2?
Well, they're getting up there. They're getting up there. And as we go to break, it is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrying the gang, sponsoring the hot dog contest last week. You can get hot dogs. You can get the freshest smokehouse wieners right out of there with the brats, the sausages. You can get USDA choice steaks, freshest ground beef in town. You can check out everything else they have, from cheese to sticks, just some snack sticks. They've got fish, shrimp, anything you want to put on the grill. Great selection of beverages as well. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you will be eligible for this $25 gift card. Daddy, with today's Troutman's Trivia question.
Well, obviously, we've just been talking British Open. This will be the first British Open since when that Tiger Woods was not there.
We need the year.
The year in which Tiger Woods was not in the British Open last.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
just like pull in. Dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live kino, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Carney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Carney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Carney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Carney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Carney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Carney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Carney Yamaha.
Hi, this is Shelly Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with a chance of a few showers or storms early, and then again late today with highs around 94. South winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a slight chance of storms tonight with lows of 69 degrees up to 94 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It took a while, but we did get a winner in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. The question today, what was the last year that Tiger Woods did not participate in the British Open, or as they say in England, the Open Championship? Daddy, the answer was?
In the Wispies at Turnberry in 1994.
Yeah, see, a lot of people just... And I was one of them. Okay, he won the Masters 97, so it must have been 96. That's when he turned pro, but he turned pro. But remember, as the amateur champion, he qualified for the British Open. So Tiger Woods out with injury. Before that, 1994. Derek, we had a winner.
Yeah, we did. Bill from Kearney knew it.
Congratulations, Bill.
Way to be you, Bill.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Michelle Stover comes in to talk about the Stars Shoot for the folks that love Trap. It is a great event. It's in Kearney. It's a fundraiser. We'll talk about that. And, Daddy, who do we have on the docket to preview tomorrow? Is it Baylor or is it Missouri?
It's got to be Baylor.
Baylor Bears tomorrow. Can they find a way out of the dungeons of the Big 12 South where they seemed to be in the right direction a couple of years ago? They're right back in the cellar.
It'd be interesting if we could find anybody to talk about Baylor football.
Tomorrow, a little Baylor football. Again, Bob Jensen had to scratch today. We hope to catch up with him again by the end of the week. But it is the All-Star break, Daddy, and we said we would take a look at who we picked. And you know what? I'm actually a little surprised at who we picked, but I'm a little worried about my World Series winner. I'm a little worried about that.
You know, I didn't know that I went that far down. Did we pick World Series winners? I have to have those somewhere. Derek didn't pull out my sheet, maybe, but
What are you talking about? You got two sheets right there. Would you use three? Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's on the back. Ooh, the Tigers and the Dodgers.
When you write it on a Post-it note. Good Lord. Okay.
4-1 of 08 when we did these. So.
They played the games over in Japan or whatever the heck it was, and we made our picks after that. But right now, leading their divisions, American League East, Boston a half game over Tampa Bay, the White Sox a game and a half over Minnesota, the Angels have the biggest lead in all of baseball, 6 over Oakland. In the National League, Philadelphia has a half-game lead over the Mets, Florida 1.5 back. The Cubs a 4.5 game lead over St. Louis, Milwaukee 5 back. And Arizona, despite one game below 500, a one-game lead over the Dodgers. I'll start. I had Boston, Cleveland, and the Angels, and I had Detroit as a wild card. And then that's who I had in the American League. In the National League, I had the Mets, St. Louis, because I picked against the Cubs because they were getting way too much pub, and the Dodgers, and I had Arizona in as the wild card. So at 50% at this point, I will take that. So Boston and the Angels are right. Cleveland is done. Unfortunately, I had them beating the Mets in the World Series. So I'm a little trouble right now.
I in the National League had the Mets, Dodgers, Cubs, and then my wild card team was the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Three or four of those look real good, but right now the wild card is not going to come out of the West Division.
No, it will not. That is for certain because, well, it's so bad right now. They said on SportsCenter the other night, well, somebody's got to win the West. We just don't know who it'll be. They're bad. What's the record of the West, National League West right now, leader?
One game under 500.
Yeah,
just 47 and 48.
Not good. And then in the American League, I had the Red Sox, Detroit Tigers, Los Angeles Angels. And then playing off for my wild card spot, I had the Indians and the Yankees. Because I just knew they were going to tie to win the same amount of games.
All right, I think this is the point in the year where we get to scratch one team and we get to pick another team to go in to their place. You know, you would think I would scratch Cleveland, obviously. You would think that. But I've got them to win the World Series, so that's going to be hard to do. You got to get rid of one of those teams in the National League West, I would think. You know, which team do you take to have that second half play that maybe you didn't have at the beginning of the year?
Well, I don't know because I'm looking at my American League and Detroit. I'm going to keep them in because I think Detroit can get it rolling, and only seven games back, this is a team with the run production this team can put up. Obviously, do you throw Tampa Bay into the mix? I mean, nobody would have said that at the beginning of the year.
No,
but at 55-39. 55-39.
They were 55-32, remember?
Now, I remember 13 in a row they've lost at Cleveland. 13 games in a row when they go to Cleveland, they've left losers. Boy, Los Angeles is by Sherlock. I think I'm going to get rid. It's got to be one of those West teams. And I guess I would have to take, probably put Philadelphia, because I don't think Florida's going to be up there. I'm going to add Philadelphia, but I don't know which West team to drop, because they're both bad, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks.
Well, you got to pick one.
Well, I'm going to get rid of the Dodgers.
Yeah, I like that pick.
And well, I'm going to take Philly.
Okay, I actually, as sad as this is, you know, I'm going to have to get rid of, boy, do I get rid of St. Louis? You know, no, I'm going to keep St. Louis, but I'm going to get rid of the Dodgers. I'm going to get rid of the Dodgers. And, yes, setting myself up for a pillaging on Central Avenue. What do you think? Cubs start the second half now with a 10-game losing streak? What do you think?
The jinx is firmly right in the middle of their backs.
They've got the goat. They've got whatever else.
Black cat.
And now, yes, I,
Bartman,
shall select the Cubs to make the playoffs, which I didn't do at the beginning of the year. So, Dodgers out, Cubs in as my second half pick.
You know what? I'm going to walk a far distance in front or behind you. I don't think the bullets will.
The text messages already rolling in to the phone. Hey, we want to wrap up the program today. You know, that's more in fun than it is in actual picking because I should have just said, well, I think the Cubs probably are going to collapse on their own. They don't need my help here in the second half. We want to thank joining us from the Norman Transcript, John Shin, today to talk a little Oklahoma football. Coming up later in the week, we still have Nebraska and Missouri football. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little Baylor football. Also catch up with Michelle Stover to talk about the Star Shoot coming up here in just a couple of weekends. And we're going to talk about that going on and a lot more as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be getting ready for the British Open. We'll recap the All-Star Game.
You want to let them know what Nebraska is favored in that first game of the year?
Against Western Michigan, you know. I am not surprised. I thought it would be higher just because it is Nebraska. And then take Western Michigan, the dog. But it's right at
14 points. Nebraska, a 14-point favorite in the home opener versus Western Michigan.
Out of the MAC, who went 5-7 last year.
Oh, Lord. That's
put it in perspective. Look at some futures odds when they put up Nebraska, Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Get them in early. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!